In markets, scale changes everything. The way you trade with $1,000 should not and cannot be the way you trade with $100,000. And the way you handle $100,000 bears little resemblance to what is required when managing $1 million or more. Capital size is not just a number. It is an environment. At small scale, the market barely notices you. Liquidity absorbs your trades. Slippage is negligible. You can dart in and out without leaving a footprint. At larger scale, however, the market begins to push back. Your orders disturb order books. Your positions become visible. You are no longer a spectator in the crowd. You are part of the liquidity that others are watching and at times hunting. For this reason, capital size should determine trading strategy. What is nimble at $1,000 becomes reckless at 10 mins. Yet on crypto Twitter, we see traders handling enormous sums with the same tools and leverage ratios as if they were still retail punters. They broadcast 10 MIMA dollars positions at 20x leverage as though size alone were an edge. But unless you sit at an institutional desk with privileged liquidity and hedging tools, this is not strength. It is fragility in disguise. Personally, I do not recommend trading multi-million dollar bags as a sole operator. Prudence suggests a different approach. Invest the majority, preserve wealth, and if you must trade, allocate only a fraction, a portion small enough that losses do not endanger your foundation. Trading should be an arena for strategy, not for existential risk. But if one chooses to trade with size, then adaptation is not optional. The tools and structures that work for a $1,000 portfolio are not fit for $10 million. Strategy must evolve with scale. To survive, you must learn to adapt to the environment and resources at hand. Liquidity, contract type, and leverage discipline are no longer abstract considerations. They become the very architecture of survivability. The case against concentration. Running a large portfolio through a single venue at high leverage is not efficiency. It is concentrated exposure. As size scales, you are no longer a price taker. You leave a footprint, attract attention, and inherit risks that don't exist at smaller scales. This section breaks down the structural reasons why concentration, one venue, one contract type, high leverage, is a fragile architecture for big bags. Liquidity frictions and market impact. Order book depth isn't infinite. A $10 million sweep chews through multiple levels, raising your average entry and exit cost, slippage versus the mark. Footprint and signaling risk. Large visible orders, even if icebergged, alter queue dynamics. Market makers widen fade size or lean into your flow. Adverse selection. When your presence is detected, you're more likely to transact when the other side has better information or hedging optionality. Cross-venue liquidity is larger than any single book. Concentration ignores the effective liquidity that exists when you distribute across multiple top-tier venues. Leverage fragility and liquidation. Math thin buffer at high X. 20x leverage implies 5% adverse move to liquidation, ignoring fees funding. In crypto, 5% is routine intraday volatility, non-linear risk. Liquidation engines don't scale linearly with position size. Slippage during forced unwind can cascade losses beyond modeled thresholds. Funding and basis dynamics. On linear perps, expensive funding can erode P&L. On inverse, funding interacts with BTC collateral differently. Ignoring this is structural drift. Settlement, intent, and context linear contracts, USD stablecoin settlement, best when your goal is fiat P&L or hedging crypto exposure back into dollars. Clean accounting and direct USD risk management. Inverse contracts, BTC settlement, best when your intent is to accumulate BTC on a long bias. Collateral and P&L grow in BTC terms as price rises. Context decides, neither is better in the abstract. Misalignment between contract structure and objective, fiat versus BTC accumulation versus hedge, is the hidden inefficiency, counterparty, operational, and targeting risk. Single venue dependency, outages, index anomalies, liquidation engine quirks, or policy changes can trap or penalize concentrated positions. Stop hunt susceptibility. Visible, outsized stops are soft targets. Distribution reduces the bullseye and dilutes the incentive to run your level. Operational load. One venue feels simpler, but it centralizes single points of failure, API limits, rate throttling, fat finger risk, auth session loss. Index composition variance. Each exchange's mark fair price basket differs. Concentration ties your fate to one methodology. Dimension, single exchange, linear 20x, multi-exchange inverse Forex. Impact. Liquidity impact. High market impact, visible footprint, distributed fills, lower footprint per venue, liquidation buffer 5%, 25%, settlement alignment, PNL and USD stablecoin fits fiat goals hedges, PNL and BTC fits BTC accumulation. Stop hunt visibility, centralized target, targets fragmented across venues, venue count of failure, hedge against venue specific events. Funding basis, linear funding headwind can compound. Inverse mechanics can be favorable in bull trends. Operational risk, one API session failure equals total exposure. Redundant sessions, partial failure is survivable. Contextual use case, fiat PNL, USD hedging, accounting simplicity, BTC stack growth with long BTC conviction. Size does not grant you edge, it converts you into predictable liquidity. Architecture, not bravado, determines whether you survive routine volatility. Case study. $17 lost on Hyperliquid. Abstract discussion is useful, but numbers make the lesson concrete. In 2025, a trader on Hyperliquid lost roughly $17 going long Bitcoin on linear contracts with 20x leverage. The position was large, concentrated, and structurally fragile. Let's reconstruct the trade, then contrast it with an alternative structure appropriate to a long Bitcoin thesis. Still disciplined, but aligned to the same $10 notional. Method 1, linear contracts, the actual trade, position, $10 notional long BTC USD linear contracts, collateral, $0.5 in USD or stablecoins, leverage 20x, liquidation buffer, 5% adverse move. If Bitcoin doubles from 30,000 to 60,000, the 10 BERT notional position returns to profit, text, 10,000. Quad right arrow, quad text ending equity equals text dollar 0.5 text M plus text text dollar 10 text 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 dollar 10.5 to M. Return on capital equals equation defract 10 text M 0.5 text step cent. But note, the profit is in USD, not BTC. And with only a 5% buffer, a routine move against the position can wipe out the entire collateral. Method 2. Inverse contracts. Alternative. Match 10 member notional entry, $30,000 per BTC, leverage 4x. Target notional, $10, match linear. Required BTC collateral, def text text dollar 10,000 times 4 equals 83.33 text BTC, approximately text text dollar 25 text M. Liquidation buffer, 25% adverse move. PNL mechanics, inverse perp. Contracts, equation, text BTC sub times text entry, times text lev, equation equals 83.33 times 30 times 4, equation equals 10,000, equation PNL sub text BTC, equation equals text contracts times big frac 130 defrac 160,000, big, equation equals 10,000 times 1,000, equation approximately 166.67 text BTC. If BTC doubles to $60,000, total BTC, equation 83.33 plus 166.67, approximately 250. BTC ending USD value, equation equals 250 times 60,000 equals text, text dollar 15, rows in. Profit, equation equals text TM minus text, text dollar 2.5, text equals text dollar 12.5. Right arrow, text return on capital equals 12.5 over 2.5, 500%. Comparison metric linear contract 20x, inverse contract 4x $10 notional. Comparison metric inverse contract $10 notional. Collateral 0.5 83.33 BTC. Notional exposure $10. Liquidation buffer 5%, 25%. If BTC doubles, $10 profit, 2,000% ROC, 166.67 Taj profit, plus collateral appreciation, 12-point profit, 500% ROC. Settlement, USD, PNL, hedging, BTC, stack growth, total post-move value, 10.5 mumen. 250 beat, best use case, fiat returns, due hedges, long BTC conviction, SAT stacking, the same directional bet and the same notional exposure. Linear maximizes fiat ROC per unit collateral, but with a razor-thin buffer. Inverse aligns settlement with a BTC accumulation thesis and compounds upside in both BTC and USD terms. Lesson: Linear contracts serve traders seeking USD returns or dollar hedges. Inverse contracts serve those aiming to grow their BTC stack. In this case, a long Bitcoin thesis, inverse with matched notional and lower leverage, was structurally better aligned. The failure was not the contract type itself, but the mismatch between intent and structure, risk architecture, building for survivability. Trading at scale is less about prediction and more about survival. Directional calls can be right, but without the right architecture, size will still collapse under volatility. The key principle is simple: stay alive long enough for your edge to play out. Survivability requires discipline across four dimensions: venue distribution, contract alignment, leverage control, and liquidity management. Diversification of venues. One exchange is a single point of failure. Outages, index anomalies, liquidation engine quirks, or policy shifts can liquidate concentrated positions in minutes. Splitting capital across multiple venues reduces systemic risk. If one fails, others remain intact. This is not just risk management, it is redundancy, the same principle applied in engineering safety systems, contract alignment, match structure to purpose. If your conviction is long Bitcoin and your objective is to grow your BTC stack, BTC settlement aligns both collateral and P&L with the thesis. If your mandate is fiat P&L, USD settlement keeps accounting and risk in dollars. Over multiple cycles, misalignment compounds into structural underperformance. Inverse long, profit grows in BTC and USD terms. Linear long, profit grows primarily in USD terms. Leverage discipline. Leverage determines how much adverse movement you can withstand. The liquidation buffer is roughly the reciprocal of leverage. Liquidation buffer, approximately DFRAC 1 text, at 20x, buffer 5%. At 4x, buffer 25%. In crypto, where 5 to 10% swings occur routinely, 20x turns normal volatility into existential risk. Lower leverage is not conservatism, it is survival. It shifts liquidation from an everyday risk to a tail event. Liquidity as ally worked example. Liquidity isn't a wall to smash through, it's a current to ride. With size, your goal is to minimize footprint, price impact, and signaling. A simple first-order model treats impact as proportional to the fraction of available depth you consume. If a venue has effective depth, equation D, USD notional per 1% move, then a market order of size, equation Q, produces an approximate impact of capital delta P, approximately Q over D times 1% quad text price move from your own trading. Assumptions, illustrative. One top-tier exchange shows effective depth to a 1% move of equation D sub 1 text dollar 100 text M. Five top-tier exchanges each have equation D sub IX text dollar 60 text M. So total cross-venue depth, equation text dollar 300. You want to buy equation Q equals text dollar 10 text M of BTC quickly. Case A, single venue, one clip, capital delta P sub A, approximately frac, text dollar 10 text M times 1% equals 0.10% 10 text. Slippage cost one way, equation text dollar 10 text M times text dollar 10,000. A round trip in out doubles that to equation approximately text dollar 20,000, excluding fees and funding. Case B, five venues split into equal clips. Send equation text dollar text M to each venue. Per venue impact, capital delta P sub I approximately frac text dollar text dollars text M times 1% approximately 0.33%. Weighted by notional, the average impact remains equation approximately 3.3 text. One-way slippage on the full equation, text dollar 10 text M, text cost approximately text dollar 10 text M times 0.03%. Approximately text dollar 333 round trip slippage, equation approximately text 666. Direct savings versus single venue, equation approximately text dollar 3334 per round trip trade before fees and funding. At 100 round trips per month, that's equation approximately text dollar 1.33 M in avoided impact. Practical synthesis, distribute across venues and across time. Smaller clips reduce both the percentage of depth you consume and the chance of tipping your hand, queues, fades, and spread widening by market makers. In visibility terms, with size, invisibility is alpha. Survivability is the first alpha. Without architecture, redundancy, alignment, discipline, and liquidity awareness, even correct trades fail. With it, wrong trades are survivable and right trades compound. Conclusion. Efficiency over ego. The $17 million loss on Hyperliquid was not fate. It was architecture. The trader's directional thesis, long Bitcoin, was sound enough in a bull market. What failed was the structure, a settlement choice misaligned with intent, excessive leverage that narrowed survival to 5%, and concentration that turned a single venue into a single point of failure. The outcome was fragility masquerading as conviction. The counterfactual shows a different story. By aligning contract type with intent, matching notional size, distributing across venues, and lowering effective liquidation risk, the same thesis not only survives normal volatility, but thrives. In one context, inverse contracts fit a long Bitcoin conviction. In another, linear might be the right tool. The edge lies in matching structure to purpose. This is the central lesson. Capital size must dictate strategy. With a $1,000 portfolio, slippage is irrelevant, and 10x leverage may still leave breathing room. With $10, the same play is reckless. At scale, efficiency means discipline. Build structures that align with your conviction, harness liquidity as ally, and spread risk across contracts, venues, and time. Ego trades for spectacle. Efficiency trades for survival. In markets, it is easy to confuse visibility with success. Screenshots of massive notional positions at 20x look impressive on social media, but markets do not reward bravado. They reward structure. They punish fragility. The players who endure are not those who swing hardest, but those who build frameworks that survive volatility and compound over cycles.